Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Holiday trends are all very well in theory, but there's nothing like hearing from someone who's actually in the trenches selling, although I have a hard time picturing Lynn in a trench. With us now to tell us what's selling best for her this holiday season is the Queen of Auctions herself, live and in person, direct from Palm Desert.
That's right. Good job, Griff.
I was just down there and I didn't see you. Sorry. Lynn Trolley.
Yes, and he didn't come see me either.
Oh, the two of
Griff,
you.
Griff. We love you guys. I have to tell you, you two are such good luck. Because I was going to be on this show today, you're not going to believe what I sold.
What did you sell?
I'm so excited. Can I share this?
Please. Yeah, of course.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you I took a best offer, so don't get really excited when you see the price, because I didn't take that price. Okay, the number's 40.
Oh, wait, we have to go somewhere?
Hold on.
Sorry. Okay.
That's okay,
go ahead.
You guys.
So hold on a minute. I gotta go back here.
40.
This is worth looking at. Trust me.
Okay, right. Go ahead.
40.
Yeah.
10.
10.
70.
70.
97.
97.
61.
Bingo.
06.
That's it?
Okay. If you need it again, let me know.
Is it sold?
Yes.
You have to click sold.
Oh. I forgot to do that.
My heart. It's my heart. Oh, my heavens. Oh. Okay, so let's look at this.
Tiffany brooch pin circle of life,
antique platinum diamond sapphire with box.
And my grandmother bought this from the estate of Buffalo Bill Cody, and it belonged to my brother and I. And I put it on eBay for $8,000. I took a best offer this morning for $3,000.
Yay! That is exciting.
Oh, you guys, it's so exciting! And I have
the estate of Buffalo Bill. Was he wont to dress up in?
I don't know if it belonged to maybe one of his wives. I don't know anything about it except my grandma had boxes and boxes of stuff that she bought from his niece, and she brought them into the shop. And so she had given this to my brother and I, and I said, "Do you want to sell it?" And we looked it up, and it was probably worth between $2,000 and $3,000. But that's a hot tip, and one of my big strategies is I always price super high. It's all about perceived value.
Perceived value.
Oh.
So I got the offer at 6:45 this morning, and I didn't even have to ask my brother if we should take it.
No way. Wow.
Of course
what
not.
A great Christmas gift.
I know. So I called him, and I go, "Lee, I go, how do you feel about splitting this $3,000? And he's like, "Oh, my gosh, thank you, Grandma. What a great Christmas gift."
See?
And then I called my mom, and my mom started crying. I go, "Mom, why are you crying?" She goes, "Because your grandma always wanted to spoil you kids so much, and she's still doing it."
Well, there you go. You can spoil them.
I know, but isn't that so cute? And then I looked at the title again, getting ready for the show, and it's The Circle of Life.
Oh, I'm going to cry. I am crying. Oh, my God.
Isn't that amazing?
The two of you.
Anyway, it was such a special piece to my grandma. And
so where are you taking us to dinner?
I'm picturing Buffalo Bill wearing it.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe there's a side of him we didn't know.
Right next to the feather in his cloche hat.
Exactly.
So where are you taking us for dinner? I like Manhattan's myself, but
you are so funny.
Elmer's was great until they took the brisket off the menu. Now no one will go there.
Really?
Yeah, of course, that's what
I'm
heard.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So, yeah, I went to Palm Springs, and I thought about looking you up, but we were so busy doing nothing.
Well, isn't it nice? You come out here and you just want to relax.
I did go to all three revivals.
Those are my favorite, Griff. I'm surprised I didn't run into you in one
of those. What are you talking about?
I love those stores.
It's like a thrift store. It's an AIDS charity thrift store.
Oh.
And there's three of them.
It's not a thrift store. It's like more high-end thrifting. I get great stuff there.
Yeah, you're true. Because they also do something with all that mid-century modern furniture.
New furniture. And they've got Laurie Gates. You know, Laurie Gates China, I think, is a donor there because you see a lot of his stuff.
Yeah.
There's just beautiful things in there. And I love supporting that charity. So.
Me too. And they're always so friendly.
Oh, I absolutely love
the older gentleman
stores.
Look me up and down and say, "Well, hello. And welcome to Palm Springs.
Hello, honey.
Do you come here often?"
Those
hello,
really
gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Right.
So what items are selling best for you this season, Lynn Drolley?
Well, Tiffany guys, brooches.
Besides the brooch.
I know, I was just looking at my numbers, and it's going to be like, how am I going to ever beat this next year? Because it shows I'm up 71% over the last 31 days.
Yikes.
Because I've sold 16,600 in the last 31 days.
That's fantastic. Terrific. Good for you.
It's really good. And I got to tell you guys, stuff is just flying out of here, and I'm so grateful for that. And I want to share one more really crazy thing with you, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
And it's an item number.
Okay.
Okay. It is 4011.
4011.
87.
87.
81.
81.
63.
63.
38.
So again, that's 4011-8781-6338.
And make sure you click the sold option where right. It says show only. Oh, look at that. What
you
is
see
that?
I went to an estate sale on the first day and picked out a bunch of miniature lamps because my grandma collected them.
Oh.
And then on the last day, I went back and took the kids, and I bought every lamp that was left for like 10 cents on the dollar. So this lamp cost me like $10. And I sold it for
$400. Oh, my heavens.
And it's a microscope lamp, and they're super rare. Who would have ever even known what this was?
And where did you find it?
I found it in Palm Springs at an estate sale.
See,
last day.
That's it. I'm moving down there. I'm going to continue.
So when you went into this
estate sale. Get out of my way,
sale.
Queen of auctions. I'm getting in front of you at this estate sale.
When you found this at the estate sale, you didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I've always known that miniature lamps are good. I just didn't realize how good this was. Because when I started Googling it, most antique lamps are signed on the knobs for the wick. And so it was signed Holmes Booth Hayden's. And so I started looking it up, and this really rare kind of scientific lamp popped up. And it's called a microscope lamp. I don't understand it, but it must, help shine the light in a certain direction. Isn't it odd?
It is a little odd, but it's also, I would see that on my my shelf.
Yeah, it's just super cool. Anyway, so I'm selling really unique stuff. I'm looking at my shipping table right now, and I've got coffee mugs, I've got t-shirts, I've got tons of flatware. People are buying flatware like crazy. Lots of dinnerware. It's constant.
Sometimes we talk on this show about whether we should put things up that need repair or they're not perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
You sold a Russian folk art chess set in need of repair.
Absolutely. You guys, chess sets are always a must-buy if you can get them for a good price. And the Russian ones, when they're in perfect condition, can sell for a fortune. So I sold this as-is Russian folk art thing for $200. I had it priced really high, and the guy said it needs work. I said, yeah, that's why, I'm willing to take an offer. And so he offered $200, and that little scientific lamp I sold also was as is. The shade has a chip, and it was crazed. But because it's so rare, and I always put those notes in the item condition, and then before I ship anything that has a damage, I always email the buyer to say, I want to make sure that you knew about this damage.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I sold it's so cute, I sold a Vermont teddy bear to a gentleman yesterday, and his name was like Bob Palmer, and the teddy bear was made by Susan Palmer. But when I went to ship it, I sold it for like $40. But when I went to ship it, the ear was coming loose, and I emailed him and I said, I'm so sorry, I didn't realize it, but in the picture you can see the ear is coming loose. And he goes, that's okay, my wife was Susie, and she passed away in October, and I'm bringing home some of her children.
Aww.
I know, you guys, eBay just makes me cry this time.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So by being kind and writing and letting him know about it, I got to hear the backstory, which just makes eBay such a fun, fun place to do business.
That's true. I agree. So what are you expecting for the holiday season this year?
I think it's going to just keep booming, Griff, and I really believe that people are going to spend money on themselves, too. So I was down in Laguna Beach this past weekend. Have you guys ever been there?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, of course.
I had never been there.
Really?
That is the most awesome place ever. And why hasn't anyone told me about it?
Well, honey, it's been there for a long time.
We just
it's been there
that
for as long as
it.
I've
I mean,
been there.
It is geography. I mean,
but it Indiana performed at this Christmas tree lighting at San Juan Capistrano. So we spent the night, and I went to thrift stores. Oh, my gosh. You guys want to talk about thrift store heaven is that area, San Clemente, San Juan Capistrano.
Oh, yeah.
I found so much stuff, sets of flatware, Arabia Finland dinner sets. I can't wait to go back. And that's a real key to continuing to sell things is I've got to be out fresh and sourcing fresh stuff, you guys, and getting it listed and getting it on. And one of the flower sets I bought, I actually wrote up in our hotel room, which had a view of the ocean, and I took pictures of all the flatware on the table in the hotel room, got it listed while I was there, and I already have bids on some of the teaspoons as up to like $60.
Oh.
So you gotta always be listening at auction. It really, really helps to drive sales. And I'm just really excited. I've been, this was a tip on my Queen's Court that one of the members posted. She said, run some short sales so that there's a real sense of urgency. So what I've been doing every couple days, you guys, is I'm running a 48-hour sale. So, and I'm doing like 21% off, 25% off. And what happens is then these people see that the sale is ending in like 2 hours. You know what I mean? Instead of the markdown manager sales that I normally run that are like a week long, This kind of sense of urgency is really helping drive sales.
Where did you get this Duncan Royal limited edition History of Santa Claus Warrior that you just sold?
Yeah, those Christmas figurines were awesome, and I got them at an estate sale in Palm Springs.
Oh, I was just there, did I tell you?
Yeah. No, you're Griffin.
Did you pass those up?
I'm sorry. No, I didn't.
So. Yes. How much did you pay for that?
You know what? I bought about 12 or 15 of them on the last day, and I paid an average of $12 each. So this one sold for about $160, and I still have quite a few left. And they're the kind of thing that it may take a while to sell. I think I bought this in September, but there are collectors for these things, and they'll pay big bucks. They love the Christmas stuff.
Lynn, thank you for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Lynn. Thanks for, you just made our day, in fact. This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software. Up next, preparing for emergencies. We'll be right back with more of eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
When it comes to shopping for shipping supplies, you've got plenty of options. But if you want to deal with someone who truly cares about what you need, there's only one place to turn. Bubble Fast. Owners Mark and Robin Levine have been providing shipping supplies to online sellers since 1999 at cost-effective wholesale prices. Just call and tell them what you're looking for. If they don't have it or can't find it, they'll even create it themselves, like their famous Scotty Stuffer for flat rate priority envelopes. Mark and Robin are top-rated sellers themselves, so they understand your shipping challenges, and they're here to help. You can even join their Shipping Tips and Tricks Facebook group and sign up for their Bubble Briefs newsletter, complete with a monthly discount coupon code. Find it all at BubbleFast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Visit BubbleFast.com.
You know that networking can help you get ahead in business. Now, it can even help you stock your eBay store. Bstock Sourcing is the world's largest network of liquidation marketplaces. They feature returned and overstock inventory directly from top retailers and manufacturers, including Walmart, Home Depot, Wayfair, and QVC. You'll find dozens of popular product categories, from accessories to wine coolers. Best of all, there are no middlemen or price markups. You buy right from the retailer or manufacturer via online auction. Just go to BeStockSourcing.com to see what's available, apply to the marketplace offering the merchandise you want, attach a reseller certificate, and then bid to win. The BeStock Sourcing Network offers you profitable choices by the pallet or the truckload. That's BeStockSourcing.com, a better way to buy liquidation inventory.
An eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. However, many don't know how the traditions began or their significance. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. A popular Hanukkah game is spinning the dreidel, which is a four-sided top with Hebrew letters on each side. Winners in the game are rewarded with gelt. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network.